That's more says now you remain what the loy heavy be meisa. So this we have kashas now meisa. The kashas we asked before. If you want to tell me clearly that a chacham could be matter the nether even before it's chal meisa. Says halacha. Somebody says koy name shein and enel pleni. I make it in this nether that this person can't have any enjoyment from me. Ulemi shenishal alav. And I'm also saying that the chacham that's going to be matter this first nether, he is also also to have enjoyment from me. So it says the Eitzah now is Nishal al Rishon. You should first be Matah the first nether, V'yachakach Nishal al Sheni, and then you could be Matah the second nether. And the question is, Amai, why do you have to wait to be Matah the second nether after it's Chal, after you Matah the first one? Iboy al Hai Nishal Shol Bereisha, V'iboy al Hai Nishal Shol Bereisha. If you hold like we're just saying now, that a chacham can be matter the nether even before it's chal, so whichever nether the chacham wants to be matter first, he should be able to. Even if he wants to be matter just the second nether. Even though the second nether is not chal yet, but you're telling me now, a chacham could be matter a nether after it was said, even before it's chal? So we're still saying, maybe that's what it means. We don't know what the b'raisa means, the first and the second. Maybe the first just means whichever one you want to do, that's called the first. This alone wouldn't be a proof. It could be taught as true that if you want to, you could be shoyl on the second nether first, even though the second nether is not chal. The second nether was that the chacham, when he will be matter my first nether, then he should become also to have enjoyment from me. Now before he was matter the first nether, he is not also. And still, it could be that you could be matter that second or the first. So, kitzur, there's no kasha on Rapapi from here. But Meisvei, have another kasha, like we had before. If your person says, "Koinein sheini nena v'hareini nozir l'kashesh l'olov," somebody makes a neder not to have enjoyment from somebody. Koinein sheini nena, he makes a neder that he can't have enjoyment from somebody. And then he also says that when I go to be matter that neder, the hareini nozir l'kashesh l'olav. If I'll ever be shoyl the chacham that would be matter that neder when I'm matter my first neder, then I want to become a nozir. That's what the person said. So right now he's not a nozir yet. He's only going to become a nozir after he shoyl he takes off his first neder. This person first said now that Reuven is also to have enjoyment from me. They just said it tonight, that if I'll ever be matter that nether, then I should become a nozer. But as long as he did not was not matter the first nether, he is not a nozer. Now it says over here that nishal al nidroi. What he has to do is bedavka, first he has to go to take off the nether if he wants to. He has to be shoyl, be matter the nether. V'yachakach, and afterwards, nishal al nidroi. Then first he has the right to go to a chacham to be matter a second nether the nezirus. Now the question is, v'amai, so what you just got from the saying before, that a chacham could be matter a nether, even before it's chal, siv so amai, iboi al nidra nisha sobereisha, v'iboi al nizroi nisha sobereisha. It should be up to him, whichever way he wants to. If he wants to, the chur, he should be able to be shoyl on the nether first, but if he wants to, he should also be able to be shoyl on the nezirus first. Even though he's not a nazir, until first he's matter the first nether. But if you're telling me though that a chokhm could be matter the nether, even before it's chal, why can't he be matter a second nether? And here it says clearly that you can only be matter the first nether first, then you become a nazir, and then you could be matter the second nazirus. So the chura tiyufta, from here clause to tiyufta, on the second lashon, that they want to say everybody holds that a chokhm could be matter before it's chal. The chur to tiyufta mashma with a hole like this. And avada chacham cannot be matter before it's really chal. Even though by hafara, there we pass in like the rabbanon sheet, like it says in our Mishnah, that by hafara chacham as a husband could be mefer's wife nedarim even before it's chal. But the chur that's only by hafara. Mashenkein by chacham there takui darshin lo yachal devorim means that you could only be moichel, be mat the nedarim, after there's a chalais ha-neder. Once the neder is chal, then the chacham could be mat the neder. But in echnami, before a neder is chal, a chacham has no right to be mat that neder. All right, turn over.
Yeah,
the last Mishnah says like this. Varishayna, at the beginning, Hayu Aymrim. The Chachamim used to say like this, that Shalosh Noshim, there are three wives, that Yotzais, the Chachamim believe them what they say, and because of what they say, they have a right to receive a get. Yotzais, they go out. V'noitles Ksuba, but they receive a Ksuba also. In other words, it's not their fault that they're getting a get. So the Chachamim believe the wives, and the Chachamim therefore told the husband, you have to give your wife a get, and you also have to pay the Ksuba. What are these three cases? If a wife tells the husband that she's Temeya, she's also to live with her husband. And the Gemara will put it, the case is where she was an Ashes Kayin. The Lacha is, if she's married to a Kayin, so if she was Nensa, if another man was Manasa, forced her to live with her, even though she's not Chayiv Misa, but Akoponim, she's also to live with her husband. An Ashes Kayin, she Nensa, is also to her husband. So therefore, she didn't do anything wrong. It was an oinus. Somebody forced her. But I call upon him, she's also to her husband. Therefore, the husband has to give her a get, and he has to pay her the ksuba also. So at the beginning, the chachamim believes her. Mashenka, an Eishes Yisrael, she wouldn't get a ksuba. Because an Eishes Yisrael, the only time she's also to her husband, if she did a barasan. An Eishes Yisrael, if she was forced, she's still mutter to her husband. There's no reason for a get. The only reason for a get would be is if she says, stam willingly, she has nus. If she has nus with another man, then she doesn't deserve a ksuba. So that's what the Mishnah says she deserves a ksuba is only by an Eishes Kayin that she says what happened was she was Nensa. Another case is if she says, Shomayim Beni Lubencho. But I have a complaint against you that only Hashem knows about this complaint. So Gemara explains, Muchach B'Gemara Dachikon Relay, Shein Shichva Zera Yorek Echetz, Mishas Tashmas. The wife complains that Bishas Tashmis, his Zera, does not shoot out like a chetz, like an arrow. Therefore, the Ainu Royal Hoylet. Therefore, it's his fault why I'm not pregnant. It's because of him that I can't become pregnant. So that's her complaint. She has rayas for this. So I call upon him, that's the lesson she's saying, that only Hashem knows about this. So therefore, she has the right to ask for a ksuba, because she has the right to say that. She wants to have children. And my husband can't have children, therefore she wants a get. So the Chachamim believed her, so she receives a get, and then she gets a ksuba also. Another case is, or the third case is, in the Tulani min Ayudim, that she says she's also to live with any man, but she's making herself also Batashma Shamita. So Rand says like this, the Tulani min Ayudim means, She'osra al atzmo hanos tashmish kol Ayudim. She's like making the neder that she cannot live with any man now. And included in that neder is a husband. V'chivon domucho milso, the tashmish koshalo, that her complaint is that by her it bothers her a lot tashmish. She has pain during tashmish. Ukanusa damish, she's like being forced now. Shemachi koifunas loitzibu think suba. Therefore it's not her fault. Stam, she has a sickness right now that she can't live with a man. So therefore it's considered that she's an onus. Therefore we tell the husband to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. That was Barishayna. That was at the beginning. Now the Mishnah says, Chazru Leima, later on, the next generation, the next Bezdin, they changed their mind. That they were afraid not to believe the wife. They were afraid that sometimes what happens is that a wife, she's married, and she likes another man, so she wants to get rid of her first husband. So she lies and says these things happen in order to receive a get from the first husband, and then she'll get married to a second husband. So the Chum did not believe her anymore. So therefore, Ho'ineris Temeyani L'cho. Let's say now an Eishes Kayin comes and tells the husband, Yishno, a man was minus to me, I'm also to you. So the Chum said, Yishno, Tovi Rayled Vareho. The way you are right now, we don't believe you. You're mutter to your husband, stay with him. The only time we'll believe you is to bring Edim. You have to bring Edim that a man was minus you. But without that, you're mutter. The Ran says, Shenenso, or v'lav ochel mistra abayla. Without a proof, we don't believe her, and she's mutter to her husband. What about Hashemayim b'ni l'beincho? If she complains that the husband can't make her pregnant, so we say, Yasa derech bakosha. What we tell her to do is, what we tell him to do is, like try to appease one another. The Ran says, "Beforesh b'yishal miyaseh suda v'yafayis v'etzatev k'mashmon." Stalma, give them an etzatev, like to try and tell them, like try and make peace, try and make up between the two of you. That's all. But we're not going to tell the husband to give you a get. On the two la'anim and a yehudim, let's say she makes the sister neder that she can't live with any man. So we tell the is yefra lechalka. We tell the husband right now, go be made for that neder. Take off at least your chelik, that she'll be mutter to live with you. We don't believe her that she can't have tashmash anymore and that you should give her a get. We don't believe her anymore. But rather we tell the husband, just be made for your chelik. Hotei misham shosai, that you should be mutter to your wife. Hotei netunim and ayudim. But the rest of the neder, that will still be chal. She'll still be yos on everybody else. So the kids, so we don't believe her after the Mishnah Reina, and therefore we go without her belief. So therefore, if she made the neder, we tell the husband to be matter his chelik, and his mutter to her, they stay married.
Yes.
Yeah. So here the Ran asked the famous question that the Ikala Medic, he asked the question on Masisin. Kivon de Medina di Yomer Tumani Lechor, Mitzvah Rabbeilo, Kimishna Rishayna. That midi Raisa, if an Isha tells the husband she's also a man live with her, she's believed. So midi Raisa, the husband now was also to live with his wife. So it's a kasha on the Mishnah Achreino, or Mishum Shlatayna, Sena Tanea Biachar, Hechetiru. So the Chomer were afraid that maybe the wife is lying because she has another boyfriend, so therefore we don't believe her. Therefore we say her first husband is mutter to her. The question is, how does that work? How is she mutter to her first husband? If midi Raisa, she is believed, then she's also to her first husband. Where did this go? Tehran says a few tzurutzim that yesh mishatiris the afgadim din asir reshol rabbanim umavatle milsa di raisa v'shamigda milsa v'kum asay together god the gozrabo shloit tetitin enel biyachav ki atzum yad baila v'shus biyodim lasas kein enechanami the chodm sometime have a right even kum v'yasay. If the chodm say something, they have the power to tell the person, listen, we give you permission to do an aveira. The chodm tell you v'kum v'yasay, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. There, Mishum, a big important thing of Migda Nusa, the Chum said you could do it. Then the Rani has kashas on this, the Kumbia say, usually don't say, only Shabiata say. So Ran says another teretz, that the Chermina Mekamaduch, the Chum Mekadish, the Adati Rabbana Mekadish, the Afkin Rabbana Kdushim Minei. And we always say, when you first get married, you always say, Aram Kadeshishli, Tabazu Kadash Moshe of Yisrael. That you always mekadesh al das the rabbanon. So therefore, if the rabbanon later on take off the kedushin, they have a right to take off the kedushin. So mele the rabbanon can be mafkia the kedushin. Therefore, you still mutter to her. So therefore, the kitzah the Mishnah Achren holds that the chum said not to believe her, and she remains mutter to her husband. So more says like this. Iboilu have a question like this. Labaila omro labaila tumeyani. If she tells her husband she's an eshes kain. And she tells her husband that somebody lived with her. Another man forced her. So the Mishnah Achronis says, we don't believe her, and she's still mutter to her husband. What about eating truma? Is she allowed to eat truma or not? So the answer like this, the Dilma Labayla who delayed Nehemna, only to her husband we don't believe her, Kadesh Latitanei Nehabiachar, that she should not go with another boyfriend. Ava Betruma Nehemna, but maybe our co-partner, the Rabbanah, believed in the Gaeth Hilcha Truma. That she should be also teach Truma now. Lamaisa, she says that another man lived with her. So she become a chalolan like now. She's also teach Truma. So do we believe her to Hilchos Truma or not? So Rashesh is Samoy Cheles. No, we don't believe her for Hilchos Truma either. We say that she didn't live with a man, that she's mutter teach Truma. You know why? Because the way it is now, the Chomim says we don't believe her, and she's allowed to stay married with her husband, and she could have children. If we're going to tell her that she can't eat truma, there'll be a loss. People will start talking about her children that they're halolim. People will say, listen, she can't eat truma. You know why? Because most probably she did live with another man. And if she did live with another man, she's also to her husband, the kayin, and the kids are halolim. So today that people should not talk, give a loss, talk a bit about the children, the Chum said she's even allowed to eat truma also. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Rav Amar no, ain't no achelis. No, we don't let her eat truma. And I'll tell you, there won't be any laws either. Because extra the yochla chulin, it's possible that she'll only eat chulin. So people won't talk bad that she's not eating truma. That's not so bad. People will see her. She's eating chulin. Omar Rav Rav says like this. Umaydi Rav Sheshis. She nisar malo shein rechelis. If she becomes an amana, then avada she can't eat anymore. Because now when she doesn't have a husband anymore, avada would have to be choshev that maybe taka she wouldn't live with a man then, and she became a chalola, that she can't eat truma anymore. The only reason why we don't let her eat, we let her eat truma now is that a bad name should not go upon her kids. This armalov and his garsha, armri hashtu the istasis. But she comes in amona or a grusha, so if we stop, we tell her not to eat truma, it's not because she was a psul before. It could be something happened right now. So therefore, there's no moitzilaz. Therefore, after she receives a get, or if she comes in amona, then avada, we believe her that she can't eat truma. Amarat papa, bodaklon rova, rova was bodak like this. Eishas kayin shenensa. An eishas, the wife of a kayin, that another man was manasa, forced her. Yesh lo ksuba, yein lo ksuba. So she received a ksuba or not. The locher is now the husband, the kayin, has to give her a get. Because the kayin is also to stay married to her. But does he have to give her a ksuba or not? Kivan di yoinis nagabi kayin, kirotz nagabi yisrael dami, so she doesn't get a ksuba. By a kayin, a noinis is like rotzen by Yisrael. If an isha did it for rotzen, a zayna, a saita, she doesn't receive a ksuba. Therefore, in laksuba, I do maybe know, Motsi Yomla, she could say, I know her chazina. I'm fit, I